It's my pleasure to be chatting with Susan Zirai, who is, what's your title with Kenwood Corporate Center,
Sue? I'm the office administrator and property manager.
And this is a new field for you all together because you have a medical background. So tell me about the medical background, and then I'll get you to make a comparison on how the two really aren't that different.
So I entered the medical background back in 2005, graduated from Algonquin, and I started working in hospitals as well as clinics, following in the footsteps of my mom, who worked as a physiotherapist and sports medicine practitioner. Did that pretty much throughout most of my career up until I was a mother and took time off and came back into the workforce, back into medical, and then ended up having a little career change with Kenwood when they approached me to work as an office administrator.
That was a surprise because you weren't expecting the job offer, but I think with a medical background and triaging everything in your mind, there are probably quite a few applicable similarities to this job.
Absolutely. I think that you have to learn proper time management and how you, exactly as you say, triage to take the most important situations and kind of trickle them down as to what's the least, not saying one is more important than the other, but you have to definitely learn to have time management and how you work with people and get things done from A to Z, I guess you could say.
Now, the Kenwood Corporate Center, as most of us know, was a woolen mill in the early days of Arne Prior and a major employer, so it's a big building. It has hidden passageways and all kinds of things that one wouldn't normally expect, but as far as offices, they are mostly full, and you'd be dealing with a lot of individual clients on that basis. About how many?
I want to say we have about at least, oh my goodness, we have at least 15 in the building. I want to say inside, like where with the physio and the dental and here as well. On track, and quite a few other, actually a few medical practices here, which obviously I enjoy popping in to see how things are going. It definitely, there's a lot of little ways to get around, and you seem to figure it all out pretty quickly, obviously with a map.
You know, you need that map.
Yeah.
And there's a large storage component to the Kenwood Center, so there would be many out-of-building clients who have their personal belongings or corporate spare space used as storage as well.
Yes, we do. We have people who have mini storage, which would be their own, like you said, personal belongings, as well as other companies that we have Canadian Tire store, like Overstock. We have also as well boats, cars, motorcycles, so it's definitely a whole array of storage components to it all.
So I would guess there's a lot of paperwork to the job as well.
Definitely a lot of paperwork. I am learning as well through our accountant about reconciliations and banking. It's definitely a learning experience, and again, I think we always should learn and grow and new steps into adventuring out and out of our comfort level, I guess you could say.
Personal interactions seem to be what I perceive as what you do best. You're very pleasant to everyone. What's your secret?
My secret is to treat, I think, everybody the same way that you'd want to be treated. Just respectful, kind, and, you know, always welcome everybody, I think, on a Monday morning with a smile, because everybody hates a Monday or dislikes it. Wednesday, we all kind of give each other a little bit of a high five because we know that it's hump day and we know it's just the middle of the week. And Friday, it's just everyone's smiling. So as long as we all work together in this building as a family, I feel like that's just how everybody should treat each other.
Thank you for joining me for this.
Thank you for having me.